School is in full swing over here, and so is our evening activities and sports. But we also have to try to carve out some time for, a little bit of homework, and we don't want the battle. So if you're looking for ways to help your kids embrace a homework routine at home, I'm sharing with you three tips today that will do just that.
Students with special needs and a health and productivity buff. And this is the Get Shit Done podcast, where I help busy moms learn to get shit done in their lives through everyday tangible productivity tips and tricks that'll be sure to help you get shit done. Whether you're a busy working mom inside or outside the home, I'll share my how-tos and my step-by-step strategies you need to prioritize what's important in your life and create the energy you need to follow through. Now, grab your earbuds and join me for a mom chat while you're doing the dishes, folding the laundry, or exercising with your kids. And let's get shit done together.
Hey, welcome to this week's episode of the Get Shit Done podcast. And today we're talking all things homework routine related. And I'm diving into it, you guys. I'm doing it because we're on week two here of school. You know, we like to have a soft start as far as like, activities with kids and things that we do around the house and, keeping our evenings relatively not busy for the most part for the first little while. But we're heading back in the thick of activities. And I know that if I don't establish some sort of expectation around homework at our house, then it's going to be really challenging to get my kids later on as they get older to incorporate studying and things that are necessary for school later on. It's kind of like a catch-22 though, because you obviously don't want to overwhelm your kids. Their well-being is really important. They really just want to like decompress and play and enjoy their evening. But there's going to be a little bit of a balance because, there is things in later in life, skills they're going to need to have to be able to succeed. So that's important because as parents, it's our job to teach and train our kids to be independent. And this is one of those skills that are important, just like chores and anything else that may come their way. So we do have a homework routine around here. And I am going to share with you a few tips today on how you can get your kids to kind of embrace this routine, especially if they're not used to it. Or if you're coming back after summer and there hasn't been much schoolwork happening, this is a really easy way, a few things that can help to make this a bit easier on you and your family. So I was saying the last few weeks that we're back to work in school here. My husband and I are both teachers, and Justin started a new job doing learning center. And around here, that's what we call teachers of students with diverse needs. So he's doing the same job as me and he's loving it. He's doing awesome. But just moving from phys ed for 13 years to the classroom is a little bit of a, an adjustment. So we were kind of, all encompassed with that and how that was going to go. And now the kids are up in full swing with their school and everything. So, it's time. We got to start laying down the groundwork for that homework kind of expectation. So a few things that are going to help to make homework, embrace it a little bit more with your kids. Are some of these tips I'm going to share. So the first one is we need to make homework time predictable. They need to know what to expect when we are, asking them to do something above and beyond the schoolwork that they do each day. So I have a system that I do with my kids. And the really cool thing is they know how it works. They're always ending with a reward. But they also we as parents get to choose kind of like how much they do. And I'll get into that later. But when they know what homework time looks like, when they can expect that you're not going to keep them there for hours at the table, you're not going to have fights, you're not going to have crying and tears and forcing things happening, they'll be a little bit more on side. You're going to get some of that buy-in from them. And the predictability really is what our kids are looking for when it comes to boundaries and expectations. It's a little challenging when you start to introduce something new to kids, especially if they've not seen it or experienced it before. So having you know, a system that you can teach and practice for a while is really going to be helpful with getting them on side with you when you're introducing this new thing, especially if you have kids who find schoolwork maybe a little bit challenging and would just rather play outside like we have here. And so having predictability around what that looks like, so they know what to expect, how long it's going to take, and, you know, what the end result looks like is going to help you so, so much. I am actually going to be sharing this exact system that I do in a free homework routine workshop at the very first of October. I'll talk more about that at the end. But if you're wondering what the predictability piece could look like, I'm going to be sharing that at the end of this month, so you can jump on in with that. Okay, my next tip for getting your kids to embrace a homework routine at home is to meet them where they are. I think one of the biggest things I hear from parents is, and maybe you can relate to this, there's a lot of crying and tears and forcing and fighting and stuff, feelings around that for homework. And one of the things I really am conscious of with my kids that I don't want to do is make homework feel like a punishment or like something that they have to do and they're forced to do and it's a negative thing. Because at the end of the day, reading, if that feels hard, writing, if that feels hard, or math, or like homework in general, school in general, if we have like negative feelings and connotations around that, and we're kind of doing that, reinstating that for our kids, it's really hard to kind of come back from that sometimes. So one of the things that I am really conscious of is making homework feel like very doable for them. So when I say meet them where they are, this homework system that I have allows you to choose each day the amount of work that your kids do so you can judge what their capacity is for that day. So just like us when we're doing laundry and say you don't feel good, you might do only one load that day or whatever this looks like for you instead of the regular two that you do on the weekend. You adjust the workload based on how you feel. So if our kids are coming home from school and they're emotionally exhausted, they're, you know, falling apart, you are going to look at what kind of demand you're placing on them for homework that night. So maybe that night, just because we're working on practicing this new system, you might say, okay, first, your first job is just to write down the title of your book in this space on your reading log. Check. Okay, that's done. Great. Your next job is to read. You read one page, I read one page, and then that's it for tonight. That's all we're going to do. And you know what? If you meet your kids where they're at, they're going to see it as almost like a gift and realize like, oh, okay, this is totally not as bad as I expected. And I am really cognizant of like adjusting the amount of work for the kids that night. And it's at the end of the day, yes, they're going to get some, you know, skill development at home with some homework. But at the end of the day, it's teaching them the habit of what's important and building the skill of independence in the future to be able to study, to be able to do, you know, the things that are expected of them. So at the end of the day, you just want to be able to have them comply and meet that, you know, expectation. So it doesn't matter how much homework they're doing necessarily. It just matters about we're going through the steps, right? We're going through this routine so we know that it's an expectation. And mom and dad can totally adjust the amount of expectation per night. And I also talk a lot about this too. Like we have a lot of families who are into different sports in the evenings, and that's really important for kids' well-being because, you know, a lot of our kids need that outlet to just get their energy out and be creative and expressive in those kinds of ways. And that's important. But I also feel that if we have a little expectation of homework, we can adjust on those nights where we might have an activity or it might be too late or that we don't want to, you know, stay up late after some sort of practice to do homework. We can do super quick things that just check it off the list. And those nights are different. And it's a flexible system that can really help tailor it to your family's busy, maybe weekday evening. My last tip here today that is going to help you to get your kids and yourself maybe to embrace a homework routine for your family is to have a reward. And I want you to think back to whatever routines you've implemented for yourself or systems. Like maybe it's a workout or maybe it's like, I don't know, eating healthy or doing that dang thing that you don't want to do. We often have intrinsic motivation and we have this thing we kind of work for. You're like, I'll let myself scroll on Instagram after I fold this load of laundry, or I'll let myself watch a show while I'm doing the laundry, or when I'm putting the dishes away, I'm going to listen to those favorite things that I love. So we do that ourselves. And it takes some teaching for a lot of our kids, because just based on the nature of like society right now with instant gratification of video games and stuff, we actually have to teach our kids to kind of have that intrinsic motivation. And doing it is by baby stepping and showing them, first we do this, then we get the reward. And that's a whole other story. First, then I'll go into that someday in a podcast, because that's what I basically live my whole life on while I'm work at home. But first is the work, then you get the thing. And when we're doing this system with our kids, I start by asking my kids this question. I'm like, what do you want to work for today? What do you want? What is it that you're really hoping to have today? And it might be, I want to play outside, or I want to go on YouTube for like, you know, a little while, or I want to watch a show, or I want to play cards with you, or whatever it is. You say, that's awesome. Okay. So we're going to probably have about like 15 or 20 minutes of that time at the end after we do a little bit of homework. So they're already thinking of the end game, they're already thinking of that thing they're going to get when they're done. So when we're doing this homework routine, you want them to choose a reward they're working for, because that is going to incentivize them to get this going. And I always am making sure, like we chatted about last, that those demands to get to that reward, especially early on as you're practicing this system, is really going to be easy for them to get. Because you want them to have that buy-in, so you want them to be able to achieve that goal really quickly over time. And you can add demand as necessary later on once they've learned it, but having that reward attainable and that connecting it to, you first you did this task and now you get the reward, that is going to help them to embrace it, because they're going to see that they don't have to do too much to get exactly what they want. And you're going to shower them with praise, with that reward that they got it and they did so well and you're so proud of them. And they're going to start to connect those dots. Just like us, you know, when we have, you know, a workout routine or some sort of thing, and we do it for a little while and we realize, you know what, like we're getting this reward, or we work towards something. It's that when we're trying to connect the dots of like, I did the hard thing and I got what I wanted out of it. That is a huge skill and lesson to teach our kids, so that they can make those connections on their own later on. The reward is super important. Now, you gotta think about ahead of time, maybe some options for the reward as a parent, because you don't want to be finding yourself buying toys or something every time the kid completes homework. But that is totally individual and where you're at, and you're going to know your kid. So that's going to be super important. I have so many more of these tips to help embrace homework and a homework routine at home without the battle, but I can't share them all in this podcast. So I'm going to be sharing them in a workshop that's free on October 1st. At 3 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time. And I really would love to have you come. You're going to leave with this system. I'm going to share all of the tools, tips, tricks for you. You're going to be able to print it out and get going right away with your kid. But I'm going to give you like the script, right? The things to say, the way to approach it, and how to actually do it, and how to troubleshoot, and how to take that battle into yours at a homework. It could be a flexible system that works for everybody and be tailored to your personal needs. So I would love to invite you to join me there. You can grab the link in the show notes, grab your spot, because even if you can't make the time, because I know the time's never going to work for everyone, you're going to get the replay sent right to your inbox as soon as it's done, along with all the resources. So I really encourage you to grab your spot, because spots are limited. I can only have so many people when I'm doing these workshops. So grab your spot now, and you will be able to leave with all the materials that you're going to need to do this system for you and your family too. I hope you have a lovely week. Thank you so much for joining me this week. Take care.
Well, that's it for me today. I'm likely needed for some mom duties right about now. Thanks so much for joining me for a chat, and let's do it again soon. And be sure to follow me on Instagram @Brianne_McKenzie123 for more tips and tricks on how to get shit done.